Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Hey there, my amazing listeners of Loving Yourself Completely. It's me, Sarah, your podcast host, and I've got an exclusive treat for you. When you shop Sarah Bauer Boutique, use code LOVING15, L-O-V-I-N-G 15, to snag an amazing 15% off your purchase just for listening and supporting this podcast journey. Happy shopping. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely. As always, hope you're all having a wonderful week. I am overflowing with such gratitude this week with the incredible response I received from not last week's episode, but the week prior. And I've spent the last week or so kind of gathering these questions and messages that you shared, and it really, truly touched my heart. Like I said, not last week, the week prior, that episode about what success looked like to us. We talked about different kinds of success and kind of how to confront your struggles on your success journey, whether it was mental health, career, parenting, marriage, all the above. Everything we learned about what can happen along the way and having setbacks and all kinds of things. We explored so many topics in that episode and personal meanings to success and acknowledging that it can feel different for each one of us. Well, after going through so many messages, I really wanted to thank you all for being so open and vulnerable with me and speaking of all of these journeys that you're on. And it's just wonderful. I really wanted to take a moment to answer all of those questions and, you know, not saying that my answers are set in stone, but give my thoughts and opinions on so many that had open questions. So that's what I want to talk about today. My week is going pretty well. So before we get to answering all these questions, I wanted to take a moment and share a bit about my last week and how everything has been. And I know we talked about how everything that's been going on has been high tension and anxiety and things like that. So last week, I really put some quality time in on family time and making sure that everything was just well and checking in with my family. We always talk about doing self-check-ins, but I really love checking in with my family. I think that's so necessary, seeing where they're at in school and in their work. And of course, you should discuss those things daily, but really deep conversations with family is so needed. I love having open conversations with my husband about just life and how things are going and really touching base on those things. And my son, I like hanging out with him, you know, in his bedroom at night and really getting into school and the kids there and things like that. And I think it's something that we can really cherish as family time. And we've been having such beautiful weather. Everything has been well. So I really want to focus on that success of a peaceful life or nurturing relationships and just the simple joys of, you know, a clear blue sky. Sometimes success and a happy life doesn't necessarily mean what everybody always thinks it means. So I want to continue the empowering conversation by exploring what success looks like to each of you and addressing all these questions that you had sent in, whether it was navigating career, your personal growth, or finding the balance between being a parent or in relationships. I really want to embrace the loving ourselves completely, because that's really what it is. Our entire lives, we have to find a way to love. We have to find a way to nurture. We have to find a way to make sure our personal needs are being met while we're living this thing called life. And I think that's so exciting. So I really am. I'm going to dive right in because we have several questions and I really want to tackle them all in one episode. If it goes too long, I'm going to split it, but I hopefully piece this together to where I can get through all of them. So I'm going to start. So email question number one, subject question about success. I've been reflecting about what success means to me and I'm curious about your perspective. So like, what does success really mean to you personally? Do you think it's different for everyone? Thanks. Looking forward to hearing from you. Okay. Of course, I think it's different for everyone. Success to me is like a holistic concept that encompasses such a personal journey and fulfillment, meaningful relationships, progressing towards your goals, and really just anything that aligns with my values. I believe success is so different for everybody. It can vary from person to person. I mean, it'd be weird if it didn't. It'd be weird if all of our goals were the exact same. What does success look like to you? I know so many people that their success and mine are so different. I'm like, oh God, no, like that has nothing to do with me and I don't want that. So varying from person to person, absolutely. I 100% think it looks different for everyone. My people joke with me of, you know, I do very minimal things in my home. I don't have many pictures on my walls. I don't do a lot of decor anymore when I used to. And people will joke like, oh my God, you must be moving. And then I go to their house and I'm like, oh God, you don't have a clean wall. Like, so I think that like a clean home is success to me. I like minimal. So when I get rid of things, I do a little happy dance. Like that's my excitement. And some people, when they buy things, that's their happy dance. So not taking the money aside, of course, on buying things, but living in a certain style of home is successful to me and it looks different to somebody else. I like driving a car that I know is paid off. Somebody else wants a brand new car that they're going to be making payments on. That's success to them. I have a different kind of success. So again, my version of success looks so different to so many people and I like to be just so open about that because just because mine looks a different way than yours doesn't mean yours is wrong. And I've struggled in relationships, whether it's, you know, friends or family or whatever, in what my success in my life looks like versus theirs. And so many people will tell me, well, you can't have a successful life if you don't do this or have this or around these people. And I challenge that because you absolutely can. And bringing peace into your life, having a peaceful life and being able to make eye contact with myself in the mirror for more than half a second, that's success to me. I can live with every single choice I make and that's successful to me. So I definitely think it goes different from person to person. Let me know if that answers your question. Number two, questions about measuring success. Hey, I love your podcast episode on success. It got me thinking about how we measure success beyond traditional markers. Would love to hear your thoughts. I feel like success... Oh, wait, hold on. I ruined that part. Okay. I feel like success can't just be about money or fancy titles. How can we measure success in our lives beyond the usual stuff that everybody thinks? That's so funny because I just talked about that in the other question. But success is, it's a multitude of things and it goes beyond the material wealth or external achievements. We can measure success by the level of happiness in your day-to-day, inner peace, positive impact on others, personal growth, and the quality of those relationships. Is it a surface level relationship? We are done with those. We're too old to be surface level relationships. If you're in my life, I want to know it all. I want to know the crazy, the ugly, the nasty, and your secrets are safe with me. And I want people to know that, but my secrets also have to be safe with you. Learn to be a good friend. First off. Okay. But it is, it's about finding those positive impacts with others, your personal growth and the quality in your relationships. I will say that over and over and over again, find the balance in those things and fulfill all of those aspects of your life. Because what's traditional with a lot of people, those people, it didn't work. It's not working. Look at the people who you think are happy, and I guarantee there's some holes to be poked because what people think happiness used to be, we're seeing that that's not working. It doesn't work that way anymore. And people they've put on a really great show along the way that this will bring you happiness. This will bring you happiness. That's not what success looks like anymore. It's not what it looks like anymore. We're changing the roles of success. Everything is very different now. Okay. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. Question number three, about adapting goals. Your podcast has been a source of inspiration for me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm curious about how you stay motivated and align your goals with success. How do you stay motivated to what you consider success? It's so easy to get distracted by what others think we should achieve. Thanks for sharing. Okay, staying motivated is one of the hardest things. It's so hard because if you let yourself go down a rabbit hole of thinking people are judging you, you will go down that rabbit hole. I'm always the first one to go, they're not paying my bills. Like, especially when it comes to my career or even with my happiness, they're not the ones being kept up at night. I say that all the time. Even if somebody else's journey doesn't align with mine, I go, oh, is that keeping me up at night? No, it's not. So I'm not going to judge that or have my opinion on that because that doesn't interfere with my life. So why am I going to put that extra stress on me? But staying motivated involves regularly revisiting my goals, continuing to connect with them and my values with them, and reminding myself of a bigger picture. It's important to set a realistic and meaningful goal that you can identify with. And my definition of success, rather than external expectations, I have internal expectations, and I surround myself with people who support that and are also practicing their self-compassion so that they know how to respond to me as well. So that helps maintain my motivation during challenging times with what's happening to me personally. Now, work-wise or whatever the case may be with success and how to stay motivated, I just always tell myself, what's the big, I think of my 5-year plan, or I think of my 1-year plan, I think of my next week plan, and I go, what does success business-wise look like to me? And then if I think of anything besides the end goal, I don't allow it and I just keep going. I go, nope, not going to worry about that. Like my business consists of a lot of posting on social media, and sometimes a little thought will creep in going, oh, are people like judging you? Are people like constantly looking at your stuff, being annoyed by you? Are people? And then I go, oh, well, my goals are different than their goals, and post, click, send. You know, I have to constantly tell myself that what I'm doing and what my goals are have nothing to do with other people. And so in a business aspect, you have to remind yourself that you are working towards that 5-year plan. You're working towards that 1-year plan. And when you're, you know, able to do things that other people can't do, you're going to know that the reason you kept going and didn't allow those negative intrusive thoughts to take over is because you had a bigger picture in your mind. And as far as staying motivated with relationship goals and parental goals, really, you have to do the same thing. You have to have goals for your family and goals for your marriage, goals for you as a parent. What kind of relationship do you want with your adult child? What kind of relationship do you want with your husband, maybe when your kids move out? And you work towards it, and you work towards making sure that success stays the same, and you have to stay motivated during that. Constantly looking to your future self keeps me motivated, because what would she think of me? What is she thinking of me? And I always tell myself the reason I feel so strongly about certain things is because future me already has it. And I know that some people maybe think that sounds crazy or whatever, but no, like, it's in your hands. You have it. It's in your hands. If you feel so strongly about something, you just keep pushing. And that keeps me really motivated. And it aligns with my goals because I know what I want. And I never start a project without knowing what I want. So just make sure whenever you're starting, whatever you're doing, that you know what you want out of all of this, okay? I'm just loving all these questions, first off, because I feel like we're such adults right now. I feel like, you know, 4 years ago when this podcast really started, a lot of my questions was like, how do we navigate? Like, how do I, you know, stop having blah, blah, blah? Like, and it was, we started out so unsure of ourselves. And of course, new listeners joining in, please go back and re-listen and grow to our journeys with each other. But with the listeners that have stayed with me along the way, which a lot of these questions are in, look at what we're doing. Like, look at your questions. I would love to compare so many people's questions from 4 years ago to now, because the growth is impeccable. Anyways, okay. Question number four, overcoming setbacks. We talk about that a lot. We really do. Okay. You've been so insightful, especially in the recent episode of Success and Setbacks, I have a question related to that. Do setbacks or failures play a role in achieving success? Can they actually help us in the long run? Okay, so yes. Are you new here? No, I'm just kidding. That was such a joke. Absolutely. Setbacks and failures they're inevitable. I mean, if you didn't have a setback or a failure, you're not doing so hot. Like, you're not pushing your boundaries enough, okay? They provide such lessons. Like I said, everything is a lesson and an opportunity for growth, resilience, building your expectations. You have to just really take those setbacks in and look at them as learning opportunities rather than a failure. That can lead to the best success, and you have to adapt to those, and ultimately that success will happen in the long run. Because really, every time I don't even call it failures, like I will never say failure, but I will say almost like a stop in the road. We had to stop for a moment. There's a speed bump. Let's see how big it is, how bad it's going to hurt my car. So I feel like when you have a setback or what you call a failure, I don't like that word, that's the F word, we look at it and we go, what's it teaching me? What's happening here? What am I missing? What did I neglect to make sure was a part of the plan? Did I not encounter something that I knew was going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. Did I not take all, I can't think of my words right now. I'm drawing a complete blank. What I'm saying is, when you have a failure, it gives you a second to look back on everything that you've brought along the way with you, and you go, okay, I'm going to take a fine-tooth comb over all of these thoughts, over all my ideas, and see what happened. Continuous growth. Your podcast on personal growth and success really resonated with me. I have a question about ongoing growth. Is success something we can reach and then just... that's it? Or with this whole ongoing thing, can we keep growing once we've hit our goals? How do you make further goals in going forward? Well, of course, we never stop growing. We never stop growing. And your success, and now I keep saying success, but that's like a blanket for personal success, career success, relationship success, parental success, overcoming trauma success. So I want to put that out there, that we are talking about all success. It's an ongoing journey rather than a destination. We talk about that time and time again. Even after you've achieved specific goals, I think that that's so exciting, because now you get to make new goals, new challenges, more specific opportunities and areas for growth. Continuous learning and evolving is number one priority in life and for your personal growth. So expanding all of our comfort zones right when you think you stepped out of a comfort zone and got comfortable in one, time to make another one and keep going in your ongoing personal growth and professional growth and everything. You have to go into everything with the mindset that ensures success remains a fulfillment throughout your entire life. So when success looks like one thing this year, it's going to look like another thing next year. And in everything in your life, and even relationships. What, I'm 12 years in and I'm still with my husband wanting to continue building the strength in our relationship. And every year I go, I don't know how we can get better. And then we get better. I'm like, I don't know how we can get better. And then we get better. There's always, even if you don't know the goal to set, continuing to look at things differently, continuing to talk to people differently, and to feel that you wouldn't respond the same way as you would have a year ago in your mindset, in conversations, in challenging conversations, in arguments, things like that. And that's all things we need to work on how you respond to somebody telling you something or giving constructive criticism, everything. If somebody said, can I tell you something? I'm like, okay, do I cry now? Or because I was scared of somebody hurting my feelings, and I would pre-anticipate like just being upset. And now I'm like, yes, please tell me. Like, please let me know, because I'm so excited to make some kind of change here. Looking at growth as something that you never fully reach, but yet you know you're meeting goals, okay? You're meeting goals that are getting you to the next level of growth that will never end, ever. But it's okay to have an unobtainable goal to reach for growth because of all the checkpoints you're meeting along the way. And sometimes you don't even know you met that checkpoint until you respond to something differently. And you go, oh, okay. So I'm great. That was different. That's better. This is wonderful, right? So success is definitely an ongoing journey forever. It's forever. Okay, parenting success. I admire how you discuss various aspects of success on your podcast. I have a question relating to parenting. What does parenting success look like beyond traditional measures like academic achievements? How can parents foster natural growth and well-being in their children? Okay, so parenting success. Well, I've said that word so many times that it actually sounds like I can't say it anymore. It does go about, I think I'm done today, you guys. It does go beyond academic achievements and involving nurturing that natural growth and well-being in your child. Of course, it includes an emotional intelligence, that resilience in parenting, empathy, creativity, and a strong sense of worth in yourself and instilling that in your child, making sure that they feel comfortable with themselves and with you. Parents can support their kids' development by providing a loving and supportive environment and encouraging that open communication, just like you would with your partner. You want your children to communicate with you everything, and it's never a burden, and it's never an extension of you. They are their own person, and they're going to make decisions that you don't agree with, and they're going to do things in life that maybe you aren't sure of, but pull back and watch. And as long as they're safe, let them live a life of mistakes, or as people say, the F word, failures, and things that are going to teach them those lessons. That's the only way they can be their best selves. You have to set the positive examples for when things don't go their way. Promote that independence along with like a balance of guidance. It's a very delicate balance that you have to guide your kid into, and you have to celebrate their small victories, like I always say, and their strengths and their interests. And maybe they're not into what you're into. Brett and I joke all the time that our kid is like some alien sometimes, because we're like, the stuff he's into and the things he likes, like neither of us did. Like okay, for example, I'll say that he can stay home from school if he's not feeling well. And he's like, oh no, but it could be worse tomorrow, so I'm going. The kid has gotten perfect attendance all year. And if my mom would have given me an out for school, like, I'm out of here. And I was super into sports. I loved basketball and soccer and stuff like that in elementary. And he was into track a little bit. But he's really into like science and robotics. And that one blew my mind, because I don't know a lot about that stuff. And he teaches me daily how things work and why this makes this happen. And it's incredible, but that's his interest and it is different than mine. And I think so many times as parents, we look at our kids as a reflection of us, and they're not a reflection. And once you realize that who your child is has nothing to do with who you thought they were, that's a real success of parenting. They're their own person in every aspect of the way, and you can safely guide them to the creating and creativity of learning and discovering who they are. But once they get to a certain age, you just kind of let them go. You know, it's taking the tricycle wheels off. It's instead of holding the seat, you let go after a couple of minutes and you hope they don't notice right away, and they just take off and they go. And you don't judge them if they crash. You don't wipe your hands of them and go, I'm not helping you up. You just go, oh, okay. So like next time we'll make it longer. You know, I think that's my success in parenting, is guiding your kid until you feel that they are safe and going to make good choices, and always worrying. You're always going to worry, but knowing that they are their own person. And if you raise them in the way that you think you're doing, they'll come to you for their dilemmas and their questions and their fuck ups, the other F word, and they're needing advice. And I think that will be my best version of success. If my son always feels that he can bring any problem to me, any problem, any fear, any thought, any excitement, and know that I'm going to cheer him on or support him or help him pick up the pieces at any moment. Always come home will be my version of success in parenting for me. That was a long one. Okay, this is the last one on parenting. Question about parenting about... what is... You guys, I think I'm having a stroke today. Maybe call and check on me later. About positive parenting. Oh my gosh. Okay, your episodes and discussions are always so enlightening. I have a question about positive parenting success. How can a parent balance fostering independence in their children while also providing guidance and support for success? What are some strategies for building a positive parent-child relationship that can contribute to long-term success? Okay, so I kind of touched on that. Obviously, in the previous question, I should have just wrapped these together. But have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Okay, so I think balancing independence and guidance in parenting is crucial, of course, for long-term success. And a positive parent-child relationship is huge. Parents can encourage independence by allowing, you know, children age-appropriate responsibilities and encouraging them to make decisions and things like that. I had so many people give me a hard time about not like forcing my son into sports and how dare he not be, you know, in basketball and tackling and football and, you know, things like that. And people didn't always agree with what I did, but I allowed him to make those choices. And he had different interests. Not every kid is the same, and that's okay. Just because one person has their kid in basketball and yours is in track, or one kid's in football and the other's in robotics, that's okay. That's okay. And fostering that growth mindset for them to embrace learning new things, different things, not always the traditional things, learning from their mistakes, things like that, and trusting you. Building trust with your kid is huge. And I know a lot of people force their kids to do stuff, or their kids don't feel comfortable telling them that they don't want to do stuff. And I'm so glad that I feel like I'm raising my son to know that he can tell me everything, that he can tell me things, and that I'm going to provide that emotional support and have those clear boundaries with him. Having that consistent communication and positive reinforcement helps build trust. Knowing my son, knowing he can tell me anything and what he wants to do. He's doing an after school thing right now, and I picked him up yesterday and he was so excited. It was something he wanted to do, something I would never do when I was in school, because we're just different that way. I'm obsessed with it. I'm like, so you're living a whole different life than I've ever lived before. How was it? And it's really cool, because I think having a long-term success with your child, again, I will say this over and over and over again, they are not you. And yes, their manners and their behavior and things like that are a reflection on you. And I know it's embarrassing if you go out and they throw a fit, blah, blah, blah. That's like toddler stage, and hopefully they're over it by their teens and you ground them and correct, you know, consequences for those things. But I'm saying a reflection of you, of your future, of what career you thought they should have, of what partner you think they should have, of, you know, what home they should buy, of what car they should drive, of what career they need to have, and how they live their life is not a reflection of you. It's not who you are. That is 100% them. And so many times I'll talk with parents, they're like, yeah, but my kids are still living at home. And I'm like, okay, so charge them rent. So that's what we do there.
But again, you are in control of certain behaviors when they're in your home. Of course, like I said, manners, respect, things like that. But if they're maybe going to school for something that they're living with you in the meantime and you don't like what they're going to school for, it's nothing to do with you. You have to stop taking what your children do so personally. I think taking things so personally is what causes that divide in children and their parents, because when they tell you something, you immediately make it about you. It has nothing to do with you. So give your children that sense of security, and I think that that will contribute to the overall success in your long-term relationship. Stop making their life about you. Your grown children, or even your teens. Teens are different these days. It's hard. It's hard out there, and we don't relate to a lot that's happening. Stop thinking you can. You can't. Sometimes I'll look at teens, or even my son who's about to go into middle school, I'm just like, what? Like, what are we? Okay, but I don't have to understand it. And I'm going to put on a brave face and I'm going to act like I have an idea and I'm going to listen and make sure that my face does not say, don't tell me next time. Because I want to hear the cringe, the uncomfortable. I want to hear the things that you think you maybe shouldn't tell your parent, but you're comfortable telling me. I want to know all of that. But there is a fine line between being a friend and being a parent. So like I said, setting those clear boundaries that you can tell me things, but there will be consequences to a certain extent. It's a very fine line we choose. And in the long run, your children will respect you for the consequences and for making sure that you're always respectful and always making sure that they know you are the parent first. But long-term success of having a child grow up out of your house, relying on you, emotionally, of course, for that and for communication, I definitely think that realizing they're not a reflection of you. Okay. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to thank all of you. There were more questions and hopefully in the future we can touch on, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in and for being such a special part of my journey. And remember that success is not about reaching the destination. It is about embracing all these crazy twists and turns and setbacks along the way. And it's never a failure. It's always a lesson. I know that sounds so cliche and so ridiculous. And you're like, Sarah, you make me cringe. But it's constantly about continuing to learn the resilience of ourselves and making sure that no matter what we go through, we always go through it. So stay tuned and keep loving yourself completely. Go leave a rating and review and keep growing. And most importantly, keep loving yourself completely. Okay, if you have any more questions or topics you'd like to explore, feel free to reach out to me. Until next time, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next week. Continue loving yourself completely. Bye.